just to talk about Xenakis alone, I mean, Xenakis would go in and he would look at computer printouts of gas bubbles exploding. And he would take those and turn those into musical data or data so he could write his pieces, right? So he was taking a lot of real world stuff and modeling that in the compositional realm, trading numbers for numbers and looking at it really structurally as an architect. There's a lot of that kind of music work that's been done over the years where people get their influences in a lot of different places in a lot of different ways and bring it in compositionally. And then there's the whole that world, that line between the composer and the player. So when you start to get to Cage and Feldman and Earl Brown that we talked about, I mean, Earl Brown was influenced by Calder Mobiles, right? And he went to the museum and he's like, well, if you could have a piece of sculpture that's in the Museum of Modern Art that's constantly moving and constantly changing, well, why can't I write a piece of music that would be like that? And then you get the music of Earl Brown. So, you know, there's so many different cross currents compositionally, musically, structurally, that are just fascinating, fascinating.